All right. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We've got another hour of modern mainstream jazz ahead of us, and we think we've got some tracks you'll really enjoy. I'm going to continue to highlight the recorded work of trumpet man Dizzy Gillespie, and this is from an album cut by Dizzy and the great tenor sax man, the whispering tenor sax man, as he was called, Stan Getz, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio at that time. That was a working group comprised of Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, and they brought in on percussions one of the pioneers of bop, drums, Max Roach, and they got together and did a swinging little version of a Duke Ellington classic, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Thank you.
That last composition was from the Ellington songbook, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Fine, easy version of that composition by Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, our highlight artist of the week. Whispering's tenor man Stan Getz on tenor sax. The Oscar Peterson Trio, comprised of Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Herb Ellis on guitar. And the fine drum work of Max Roach.
Well, we're going to follow that with another tribute to the Duke, this time by the Modern Jazz Quartet, from a CD entitled Modern Jazz Quartet for Ellington. It features the classic quartet with John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. It's a tune written by the Duke along with Irving Mills and Harry Carney entitled Rockin' in Rhythm.
Thank you.
was the Modern Jazz Quartet with the Ellington Standard Rockin' in Rhythm, featuring John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. The CD is entitled The Modern Jazz Quartet for Ellington, recorded in 1988 on the East West label and distributed by Atlantic.
If we turn now to our spotlight artist of the week, Dizzy Gillespie, and we're going to do another big band track. Dizzy got a gig with the United States State Department in 1956 to do a tour of South America. And this is a track cut in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1956 with his big band at that time, to include Phil Woods on alto sax, Benny Golson, Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, Melville Wriston, Frank Rehak on trombone, and the great Charlie Persip on drums driving it through, among others. It's a rather good-sized personnel, and I won't name all of them. This is a Dizzy Gillespie composition, Groovin' High, and one of the featured soloists on this particular track was the alto sax man, Phil Woods.
And now I would like to play a tune that I had the pleasure of recording with the late, great genius of the alto saxophone, Charlie Yardbird Parker. And this tune will feature our genius of the alto saxophone, Phil Woods, playing Groovin' High. Thank you.
that's Dizzy Gillespie's big band live in South America, Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1956, doing his own composition that he cut originally with Charlie Parker about 10 years before that time, called Groovin' High. Some fine alto sax work there by Phil Woods, and of course the trumpet solo was by our highlight artist of the week, Dizzy Gillespie.
Well, next we'll hear from Sarah Vaughan from a CD entitled Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown. In addition to Sarah on vocal and Clifford on trumpet, we have Paul Quinochet on tenor sax, Herbie Mann on flute, Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. It's a Don Ray, Gene Vincent de Paul tune, and it's a tune I sometimes hear my wife humming when she doesn't know I'm around. It's entitled He's My Guy.
He's my guy. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while, he'll hug me and smile, and I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me however he wants me. I'm his until I die. For nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
Until I die, for nobody knows better than I that he's my God.
That was Sarah Vaughan with He's My Guy on a CD entitled Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown. In addition to Sarah and Clifford, we had some nice solos by Paul Quinichet and Herbie Mann. Paul on tenor sax, Herbie Mann on flute. And they were backed by Sarah's usual group, Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. That's from an MRC label recorded in 1954 and then reissued on CD on the Polygram label in 1990.
Can we turn now to a track from an album we played in the first hour, Have Trumpet Will Excite, by our highlight artist Dizzy Gillespie, cut on the Verve label. And this is an old Harry Warren tune from the 30s. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Or they always like to say, I found a 5 and 10 cent baby in a $1 million store. But it was a working group, and at that time, and Dizzy had this group together for a couple of years, I think, with Junior Mance on piano out of Evanston, Illinois, Les Pon on guitar and flute, the swinging Sam Jones on bass, the excellent Lex Humphrey on drums. Listen to I Found a $1 million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Thank you. Harry Warren standard from the 30s, dressed up in a modern version of muted trumpet of our highlight artist of the week, Dizzy Gillespie, doing $1 Million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. I also heard some fine piano work there by Junior Mance.
Well, next we'll hear from Scott Hamilton and Ken Pimplowski on a CD entitled Groovin' High, and it features Scott on tenor sax and Ken on tenor sax. In addition, we have Spike Robinson on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, Jerry Wiggins on piano, David Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. And since we've already heard the title tune on that CD, let's switch to another one. This is a tune by Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt entitled Blues Up and Down.
Thank you.
Up and Down, and you heard from three of the contemporary superstars on tenor saxophone, Scott Hamilton, Penn Popowski, Spike Robinson, and they were backed by Howard Alden on guitar, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Dave Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. That was from a Concord CD entitled Groovin' High.
We're going to revisit the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, one more track, from his Verve album Dizzy in Greece, and this is a little swinger called Groovin' for Nat.
Thank you.
Hawkins arrangement and composition called Groove for Nat, done by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band from his album Dizzy in Greece. The solos there were by Dizzy, Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, and kicking them through the whole thing was a great drummer, Charlie Persip.
Well, we need to remind you that you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break for the news in between. And we'll be back next Sunday night. I'm Al Korns, together with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We'll see you then. I'm going to end the program with a tune by Flip Phillips from a CD entitled Swing is the Thing, with Flip on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, Benny Green on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Kenny Washington's on drums. It's a tune written by Flip and Howard Alden entitled Swing is the Thing.